are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
You will listen to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Your co-hosts are Wally, Ray, and me, Will.
You memorized that thing? Look at you. Yeah. You memorized it, dog.
Not really. The joint. Why you hating?
No, real talk. Talk about. He was looking at us. Why you hating, bro? No,
he said my co-hosts are Wally, Ray, and Ray. You, your co-host. It's all good, though.
That was he did right, bro. Though. That was good. That's how I wrote it down. He's good. That was good. Real talk, Will, to you.
I mean, the real when there's a challenge, the real stand up to the plate, and we handle the challenge.
Hey, subscribe to our podcast.
I showed that at Redskins Park yesterday.
Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Search All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Make sure you rate us and leave us a comment. You said you showed what?
Nah, I just showed that, you know, when put to the test, I did what I did. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you did, man.
Well, I showed his dedication yesterday.
Who, me? Yeah, by sweating like a slave. 7 days.
By wearing black.
Look, man, I don't believe. I told Will. I told Ray. I ain't no long sleeve.
He wore a long sleeve black shirt.
No, I didn't. That's a lie. It was a short sleeve. It wasn't a long sleeve. It's short
sleeve. Look at this face. He got
mad. Serious. Don't lie to me, boy.
I thought it was long sleeve.
No, it was short sleeve.
Hey, don't lie. He called me a boy too. All over a shirt. Okay, I'm sorry, man. It was a short sleeve black shirt. Maybe your arms blended in.
It did blend in. It's blended.
Y'all crazy.
That dude got that. That made
I wasn't
you mad.
Angry.
I talked about Barbara and you get that mad.
I wasn't angry, bro.
You saw his face? No, don't lie. He stuttered. Dang on. I'm sorry, man. He had a black shirt, black on black, black on black,
cool. All black everything.
What I was saying.
That's what he looked like right there. All black.
What I was saying.
That's Will T on the elliptical.
No.
Don't do the elliptical, dog.
Hey yo, what's going on?
I don't do elliptical, dog.
You might have to record this over.
No,
man.
We don't. We good.
We're laughing at stuff. Nobody has a clue.
Okay. Thanks for that. Hey, we'll tell what we normally do, bro.
Let's get into our tradition of pregame.
Here are our topics. We'll talk about our day at the Redskins training camp yesterday. Then we'll take a look at the Redskins preseason game against New England Patriots. Finally, we'll feature our listener segment, That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. And yesterday, Ray and I attended Redskins training camp. So, Ray, what was your thoughts of training camp of day 10?
Prior to you and I going on the air, we kind of talked about the coach-quarterback relationship. And just from our observation, Coach Gruden seemed more confident in his guy, his quarterback. Because in years past, and I saw this with Zorn too, Coach Gruden would often talk to his quarterback between plays, and he would constantly be in the quarterback's ear, really, you know, paying close attention to what the quarterback was doing out there, the reads he was making. But in this case, it seems like he trusts Alex Smith. Now, he says all the right things in press conferences, but again, just based on what I saw, I felt like he is comfortable in saying, I got a guy that knows what he's doing this year. I don't have to worry so much. And a guy that's going to take chances. Because as we, you know, again, discussed before the show started, Alex Smith in Kansas City last year, he went down the field. He took chances.
Yeah.
He had a decent receiving core, not the best.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a decent receiving core here in Washington. And he went downfield. He took chances. He you know, threw in the double teams, went over the middle. His tight end relationship was great, and you said Jordan Reed looked great. That's one of your takeaways.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be an important relationship. I overall took that from training camp that it starts with the quarterback who's the face of the franchise, and when your head coach is happy with the quarterback, that's a good start.
Was it you? Did you feel a different energy? You've been to training camp before, a different amount of energy, like excitement with this team.
I think I referenced that too, kind of in the intro. Yeah, mm-hmm. it was an optimism flowing. From the team, you know, we did a couple interviews, and I'm gonna say Rob Kelly definitely he oozed optimism for this season, even though he was still politically correct. Like, I just want to win, you know. But Swearinger, you know, he put it all out there, even the personal goals. He wants to score three times. When do you ever hear a defense back say, "I want to score three times this year"? He put a number on it.
Speaking of Rob Kelly, Ray got to chat with Rob Kelly. Listen to the clip.
Now, previously messed your name up because you look so different. You're not Fat Rob no more. How has your physical condition changed, affected you on the field?
I think it helped me out. I think holding all the weight didn't do nothing to benefit my game at all. And I think now that I got the weight now, I feel a little faster. I can do different things, bring different abilities to my game. Like, I think last year I was just considered more of a first and second down back, power back, putting for the short yards, knocking. I'm out here running choice routes and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Putting in different positions, showing that I can do different things. So I think it helped me out a lot.
So,
You okay. And you talk about also the grab you caught from Alex Smith up the middle, right hand.
The choice route?
Yeah, the choice route.
They kind of gave me opportunity to run more of those this camp. And I think it's just a choice route, arc release. I get on the linebacker toes, whatever. I think Zach did a good job. I got him offset, but he recovered real well. I think it was a perfect throw by Addis to put the ball low in the weight for only me to catch it, nobody catch it. And I think I just extended out, man, and grabbed it. I mean, it was a pretty good ball, though. I can't take credit for that one.
So what's your expectation heading in this first preseason game?
The expectation is just to get better and win. I don't care if it's a preseason game, postseason, we're going to win. You know what I mean? We can correct all the mistakes later, but just to win, go out there and put on the show.
Last question. It's been rumblings that this is one of the better groups that this organization has had in the past 5 years. How do you assess this team? And, again, what are your expectations? I know to win, but what's the goals?
I think that everybody stay healthy. I feel like last year we also had a great team, but it was, you know what I mean, the season was kind of cut off a lot of people due to injuries. I think we have the depth now, whereas one guy go down, we have somebody step right up and do the same thing the person the spot one was doing. So I think we're in a good position to make things happen.
Again, that is Redskins running back Robert Kelly. Obviously, a lot of talk about Geis being the starter, but he did like being the starter. Right now, actually, Geis isn't even a starter on the depth chart. Rob Kelly is, but Rob Kelly did look good in camp. I mean, from what I saw. Fat Rob.
I love that saying. He looked good in camp. Everybody on the way there, Glenn was saying everybody looked good. This person looked good. He looked good. Anyway, two things I took.
Who's
from
Glenn?
That.
No, you saying Glenn? Who's
Glenn? Glenn, that's the
for Fox
station
Fox
director.
Sports, yeah. The station director.
Shout out to Glenn. Good brother. Two things I took from that. One, I disagree with. Is it that important to win a preseason game? I feel like if you go out there and perform great as a first unit, uh-huh, that's the most important thing. He's a starter, right? Going into the first preseason game, Rob Kelly
on the depth chart. On the depth chart.
Right. So let's say the Redskins start the game. Alex Smith, Rob Kelly, Dotson, Jordan Reed, the entire starting unit is out there. Trent Williams, yeah, I'm just the list goes on.
I don't expect Jordan Reed to play, but go ahead.
But what if?
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
They march downfield, Rob Kelly punches in a 5-yard touchdown, and then they're out the rest of the game, and they lose 31-7.
Yeah.
Does that matter? No, it doesn't matter. Even though afterwards they may say, oh, we didn't get the win. But if you went out there as a first unit and against their first unit and you play well, I think that's excellent. The second thing that I like that he pointed out, though, is the goal is to stay healthy. Mm-hmm. I felt like that was a perfect answer because they were injured last year, and we don't take that into account. And even when you and I got the chance to interview Josh Norman a little bit off camera, he referenced like, man, I'm hurting, but I'm out there.
Yeah.
And he didn't miss games due to injury when he could have. We criticized him. We just talked about it, how he didn't play well last season. A lot of people said that, but he was injured often, and he played through it, and I got to respect that.
Yeah, I mean, about Rob Kelly, again, he referenced being able to getting the opportunity to catch the football out the backfield, being utilized that way. I saw a nice little choice route he ran and caught a perfect pass by Alex Smith. So that was something you didn't see. It's something you didn't see last season. It's something you didn't see last season in Rob Kelly.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, catching out of the backfield like that, especially on a route, maybe a screen pass, not on a route.
Didn't Chris Thompson look lean?
Yeah, he did.
I mean, he's a bulky dude, and he's always been somebody who is explosive when he catches, you know, the ball, like on the choice routes.
Yeah, like on the choice routes. good one.
But for real,
that's a good one.
He looked lean. I'm excited about him being back this season. And the fact that his year was cut short, that hurt Kirk Cousins as well. Even though that's not the quarterback. We won't even mention him no
exactly,
more. We're moving
man.
Forward.
That's what I was about to say,
Alex
man. Why
Smith
y'all mentioning
guy.
Him, man? Why are you mentioning that?
I did. I mentioned
do it all the time.
Dude, I mean, you gonna hear it more.
I know.
It was Robert Griffin jerseys on, Redskin jerseys on at camp yesterday. And there was some Dak Prescott jerseys. I mean,
that's a Cowboy fan. They were Cowboys.
If you're a rival fan, why do you show up? It's just because you live in the area. You just really love football that much.
Yeah, I mean, they might love football just that much, and you know, they might want to pull a Wally. Wally would troll people, do something
this
like
that. This is true. I would. Yeah. This is true. I would do that.
So you would go to Seneca Valley training camp or something just to watch?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
I didn't play for that team. It don't bother me.
What?
You speaking to the wrong dude. That don't bother me.
Shout out to Pearson.
Shout out to him.
Y'all had no school pride, man. No school pride.
None at all.
Shoot. What's a better example? A&T? Who was Morgan's rival? Towson? I mean, that's a Coppin.
Yeah. Coppin.
Would you go to Coppin's training camp?
No. Ask me would I go to Morgan's. No.
I'm sorry. I'm talking to the wrong person.
I have no school spirit. They don't even care.
You have no loyalty to nobody but family. That's it.
I got my loyalty to y'all.
Yeah, it's true. That's real talk.
You ain't go to training camp on the hottest day of the year, son. Wally sweated off his 7 pounds out that job.
Probably sweated a gallon.
He wore some black skinny jeans. He tried to be fresh.
Real talk. Yeah, I was. Look, I knew I was going to be video.
He drank 5 bottles of water an hour and a half.
This is true.
And he had a towel on his head. He went in the air conditioner a good 4 times.
Towel on my shoulder.
He like John Thompson Jr.
Yeah.
Bald head. Hey, it was real.
Why would you wear?
Because I didn't. I was gonna be on video, so I wanted to make sure.
Try to get fresh.
Try to be dapper.
You should have wore some basketball.
You see the shoes I got on? He was the only one I was able to put pants on.
My man Lake, who covers who does USA Today, was like, "Yo, go inside. You are gonna kill yourself out here."
Let me ask you this question: how long did you stay outside with those pants on?
That was in and out. Air conditioning time.
Okay, and Pete, this is the last thing I'm gonna say. I'm gonna let us get back. In certain segments of the practices, you can't film.
He
got sent back because he had a camera. He never showed back up. He was in the air conditioner.
Chilling.
So basically, you got escorted or you were told to leave.
Well, no, they warned you. Like, some people try and they'll say, hey, you can't do it. And I was like, I'm just putting my camera back and go right back to everything.
I'm like the Wizards warned you with Tim Hardaway.
Wow. What we got going?
You walked right into that one.
That was dirty. I ain't walking to that one. You set me up.
Man, in the wall, man.
All right, man. But I apologize for getting y'all off track.
No, that's all good. You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene. I'm Wally here with Will T. Ray.
It's almost 8:18, Will.
But I showed up at 8:10, though.
Hey, you got the juice now, man. On the defensive side of the ball, safety DJ Swearinger has been very vocal leader for the Washington Redskins. Ray, he talked about that a little bit, and we'll talk about and actually has a clip about that. Ray was talking to him, too, man. Ray is the star.
You were interviewing everybody.
Yeah, Ray's a star, man. We bought
it. Wally does the camera work. That's why. And he had a black outfit on. You should have been on camera.
I'm going to play the clip right now.
All right, we're still here. Redskins training camp. All skins, everything, the Urban Sports Scene. Fox Sports 1340 AM, Hopewell, Virginia. DJ Swearinger. Hottest practice of the year. I've been asking everybody that. How you feeling so far, man?
I'm feeling good, man. You know, I took a couple of days off, so I'm feeling a little better. I'm glad that we out here getting it in, though.
So what are your expectations heading into this first preseason game?
Win, bro. Win. Just to get everybody out there flying to the ball defensively. I want 3 turnovers. If we can get 3 turnovers in the defense, if we can get 3 turnovers, that'll be a positive thing for the defense. I just want to see guys flying around, hitting people, making that ball loose, man.
So how's it feel to get a fresh start? I know at the end of last season, you were on social media quite often, voicing your opinion, which is good. Now, fresh start, 0-0. What's your expectation? What is your personal goals and team goals going into the year?
Personal goals, man, I just want to be the best player I can be. I do have a pick goals out there. I want to have 10 picks. I'm reaching for the sky. And, I want to get 10 picks, 5 forced fumbles, just score 3 times if I can. But as a group, man, I want to end the top 5. I want to lead the league in turnovers. And, I want to be a stingy defense, man. Anytime, they see the Redskins defense, I want to put fear in people's heart, regardless of whether it's our safeties, linebackers, corners, or D-line, man. I want to be the defense that when teams line up, they know we mean business. And, they're definitely going to have to exploit us to beat us.
Appreciate the time.
Oh, great.
Yeah, man. The leadership thing, man. Last year was the start of it, but I embraced it last year, felt comfortable with it. This year, you're just looking forward. I'm looking forward to building and trying to find ways to better myself and to get responses out of players. I'm more of an aggressive type guy. A lot of guys don't respond to the aggressive part of me. My challenge this year is trying to get something out of guys without being aggressive with it. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of guys don't respond well when I'm aggressive. So I just got to try to be more on the downside. I get my point across.
I like the personal goal comment. I really do. 10 picks, 5 forced fumbles, 3 touchdowns. Nobody's that detailed. Typically, players say, I want to be the best player I can be. Some guys, like the John Walls and the Bobby Robert Griffin III of the world, say, I want to be the MVP. Robert Griffin III, sorry.
Okay.
It's okay.
Some guys reference, I want to be in NFL.
Bobby's pretty cool. Bobby Roberts.
Bobby
cool.
Griffin. You like Bobby?
Bobby Griffin? Robbie, all the same. He's not RG3 anymore for right now, so.
Anyway, that stood out to me. And also, him just acknowledging that his approach and his leadership style didn't sit well with everybody. You will interview some guys and they'll give you a vague answer or they'll deflect away from the fact that, hey, maybe some guys I rubbed the wrong way. He didn't.
Lack of a better term, he kept it 100. He said what he meant. There's some guys that he rubbed the wrong way, and some people didn't appreciate what he said via social media or out there and about to the team, even coaching staff. You heard him say at times that we ain't practicing right last season to the coaching staff. So he just, to me, DJ Swearinger is a guy that, he says what he says what he feels and he means it. It's not that PC crap. He's not trying to get attention. He's saying what he feels.
He was pissed about Kendall Fuller.
Yeah, leaving. He was.
He was really upset about it. And I guess most guys was too. When we had Breland on the show, he said we formed a brotherhood. And I think that's the tightest unit on the team. I've mentioned that, time and time again in the past.
Ten, I think you can get 5 picks. I think 10's a lot. But hey, who knows? You never know.
Ed Reed, that's Ed Reed.
Yeah.
10 picks. Yes, indeed. I'm looking forward to seeing what this group does. I know there's gonna be injuries though. Can they stay healthy the whole year? You're gonna get dinged up.
Well, hopefully don't get hurt. Thursday night. Thursday, the Redskins have their first game against New England Patriots. We'll discuss it after the break. Listen to Urban Sports Scene.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces. I'm a young money millionaire, tougher than Nigerian hair. My criteria compared to your career just isn't fair. I'm a venereal disease, like a menstrual bleed through the pencil and leak on the sheet of the tablet.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally here. My boys Ray and Will T. For their first preseason game, the Redskins travel up to Gillette Stadium to take on the New England Patriots 7:30 on Thursday. All right, so do you think Jay Gruden will play Alex Smith more than one series?
He better. He should.
He may not even play, to be honest with you.
See, this is the thing I don't understand about preseason games, right? Coaches and GMs complain about the amount of rest that the players get after the season ends.
Mm-hmm.
The lack of accessibility to players during the offseason. If you complain about these things, the best way to get guys in football condition, get them in football shape, get them thinking and playing at game speed is to play them during the preseason. Players can get injured anytime during the season. They can get injured anytime during practice. So I think players should go out there and play more than one series.
I'm torn here because I think I agree with what you're saying. Well, at the same time, the Cardinals are going to be watching, and I don't want to show too much. Mm-hmm. I want there to be, some level of the unexpected heading into the first game of the regular season where you've never seen Alex Smith in a Redskin uniform before, so you don't necessarily know how to fully prepare for him. So I'm torn, but if I had to lean one way, I would say play him more than one series, let him get some reps in, new receiving core. New running backs that he's working with, a good rookie in Geist, So, yeah, I think you should play all your starters, maybe at least two series.
Well, I will say this. You can go out and you can develop a vanilla game plan because no one expected when as we the guy who we were talking about, Robert Griffin III.
They kept him in the wraps for a while.
When they kept him, you know, with the whole pistol offense and the read option. They one saw any of that during the preseason. Mm-hmm. No one knew how to, you know, then when it happened against New Orleans that first game, it was like, what is this? So there's a way that you can go out there and you can develop a very vanilla game plan and put Alex and, you know, not do anything exotic or anything new.
Here's what I think is dangerous about that from a coaching standpoint in this particular situation. While we were there yesterday, there was a consensus that Jay Gruden is on a hot seat and he knows it.
Yeah.
And while he's more confident that this is a better group that he has, he's going to pull out all the stops. They're practicing harder. Uh-huh. They're doing more. I'm thinking that Jay is not going to want it. While he knows how to deal with negative publicity, obviously, and negative press, cause, considering the Robert Griffin situation and others, I think he wants to have a positive environment around his team. And the last thing you would want is to go out there and they perform horribly with a vanilla game plan, and then the media and the owner start to get anxious.
Didn't he just get an extension like a year ago?
Jay Gruden? But it's not like a.
It was like a 2 year. It was like a 2 year extension.
Yeah, but this year is like they're not committed to him. In my opinion, I think, and I kind of agree with Will, I think Alex Smith should play more than one series. I think maybe two series. At the end of the day, this team, we talked about this last week, Will, that this team has started off slow. I mean, slow. They lost the first game of the season every year under Jay Gruden. So I think you want to build that rhythm, that, you know, that build some chemistry and have Alex Smith play as much as he can. And plus, he's not an injury prone quarterback compared to like other players, like say a Jordan Reed. If it was Jordan Reed, I would say, yeah, I'm not playing Jordan Reed the first game. He's too valuable, and he's a guy that to me can get hurt on any fluke thing. I'd rather him get hurt in the regular season. Same for, you know, I mean, I would play a Josh Dotson because he's younger. I think he needs to play regardless of how, you know, injury prone he is. People like Trent Williams, I'm not playing. And I probably won't even play a guy like Morgan Moses, but I would play like Alex Smith. I think I would be on the side of playing Alex Smith.
Do you risk injury though if you're not playing guys like Morgan Moses?
It goes back to that. You're right. I know I was playing losing your tackle and your tackles, right? But at the end of the day, like, it is vanilla. You can throw some quick passes or whatnot. And also, like, it's football. You can get hurt doing anything. Like, I'm on that side. You can get hurt doing anything. So why not? He's your quarterback.
I agree.
He needs a rhythm. I mean, I know he's a vet, but still, at the same time, you want him to be sharp going into game one against Arizona.
I don't disagree, but can you imagine the backlash if Alex Smith gets
totally
hit
agree.
Because they're not playing their best guys on the offense?
No, I feel you.
You know?
No, I agree. I agree with what you said, Ray. If you're not going to play, as long as Alex Smith is in, you have to put.
Well, Trent's not going to play. That's already a guarantee.
Well, if Trent's not going to play, well, I still think you need to put Alex Smith out there.
You still drafted a kid, Christian, from Louisville, who was a high draft pick.
Yeah,
third round pick. Why? Just try him out there. I'm not saying, like, set Alex Smith up. The Patriots are probably going to play their second tier guys anyway in terms of defense. That's the word. But so it won't be as bad. It's not like he's going against like a Dominic. I mean, going against Sue or somebody like that off the bat.
Would it help if this Washington team got back to the old days? We talked about the Carlisle days yesterday.
Yeah.
And scrimmage the Steelers or another, you know, NFL team.
Like a scrimmage, not a
preseason.
Right,
prior to the preseason, during like the training camp period of time. Wouldn't that be cool? Because I think that gives, you know, your rookies a chance to see like NFL speed.
Yeah, they didn't. They did that with what?
They did it with the Patriots
and the Texans years ago. The Texans too, right?
I believe so.
That's when the hard knocks. Thing when they got in a fight with D-Hall got in a fight or whatever, right?
The Redskins did that?
Yeah, uh-huh.
When?
It was not a couple years ago.
Oh, right, a couple. That's a
couple years ago.
They haven't done it in...
Like two years ago.
We'll have to look it up. I don't know if it was 2 years ago. I don't know.
But Hopkins was talking trash to D-Hall.
Okay, I can remember that.
I'm trying to think. I don't know what year, to be honest with you. I can't.
Because the Texans, the year that the Falcons did Hard Knocks, the Texans... the Texans scrimmaged the Falcons and they were getting ready to fight. Harry Douglas. Yeah, so that's what I'm mixing up right now. So
speaking of Hard Knocks, if this team doesn't make the playoffs and they keep their coach, they'll be a candidate for Hard Knocks next offseason. That's something.
I know they are the candidates, regardless. They haven't been on yet, right? They have every team has to be on. Right?
Yeah. We'll be on Hard Knocks. Can you imagine?
Oh, that'd be awesome, bro.
Yeah, because that's a criteria. Like, if you don't change, if you
you're gonna dap me on that one, right?
No, I think if you haven't made the playoffs in like two of the last 3 years, and you have the same coach, then you're eligible to be picked for Hard Knocks.
You can wear your black jeans on it again, man. You know,
not wearing shorts this time, bro.
Sex with chocolate.
I don't like the record. Sound good though, man. No, it didn't actually.
I was talking about the stadium girls. not coming to America.
Hey, real quick, what would interest you in this game for the Washington Redskins? I mean, for the Skins, and what would you want to see?
Run game.
So that's Geis,
one thing.
So yep. I want to see Geis.
I want to see Fat Rob. Well, he's not fat anymore.
Fit Rob.
That's what I was.
Rob Kelly. That's a great call. And then also. Thompson. I want to see those.
He's not
going to
play, though. Thompson's okay, not going to play.
I want to see Geis. I want to see Geis run behind that offensive line.
What about you, Ray?
Special teams. I want to see how the Redskins return punts. They were trying different guys back there yesterday. Right. When has the last time since what's the short dude's name?
Randall?
No.
Oh, Banks.
Brandon Banks.
Who have they had like a consistent returner since him?
It's Crowder.
And he's a consistent returner. You know this is
Crowder's all right for his rookie
year. Special teams, you always need to work on those little things in preseason, I believe, to get better at. And then, I mean, the obvious is Alex Smith. You said Jordan Reed's not playing. I would like to see how he would look once he gets back on the field. But, yeah, special teams, work on those little things. And then all the rookies, and not just guys. What are you going to have at linebacker as far as depth goes?
No.
Zach Brown –
Mason Foster
both look decent, but again,
it's preseason.
I don't want to take too much from it. I was kind of shocked. Mason Foster looked kind of quick out there, you know. I know you don't like his sideline speed, but
Zach Brown is an amazing athlete.
I know you like Zach Brown,
but I will say this: if it's any team that you want to face in a preseason game while you're working on elements of your game, this is definitely the Patriots.
They're well coached. They're well coached team.
Everybody loves the Patriots.
They're well coached, man. It's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. See you after the break.
Who's the DJ?
DJ Wally on the Skrillo.
We're That's back. Me, All Skins, Everything with the Urban Sports Scene, Fox Sports, 1340 AM, Hopewell, Virginia, and 96.9 FM. Wally, Ray, Will, we're in the building. That out of all Bone songs, that's what you picked.
Yeah, I like that song.
Amazing. You're back with us listening to a show that guys wear short sleeves. And get emotional about it.
I wasn't emotional. It's
emotional
okay
about wearing short sleeves.
I wasn't really emotional.
It was hot.
You just
and
called me on guard.
And the show is hot. And if you leave in comments, that means you think we're hot as well. We thank you for listening.
Oh, yeah, it's my turn. I guess it's my turn now. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Search All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Make sure you rate us and leave us a comment. It's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Anytime you feel like ranting about the Skins or you have a question, call us and leave us a message. Here's the number. It's 301-799-5407. You can also tweet us at Urban Sports Scene or hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. We will feature your comments on the show. Actually, we've received a couple of tweets. We don't have any calls. We have tweets. On Twitter, the question posed was, what do you expect or what do you want to see out of the Redskins' first preseason game? JB Raj on Twitter said, early connection between Smith and wide receiving core and the front three in the action, although Payne may not be ready. Yeah, Payne's not going to play, JB. So, yeah, totally.
He's frustrated about that, too. He said,
who?
De'Ron Payne.
He
wants to get back on the field.
All right. And he wants to see Geis on the field. I think we talked about that.
We talked about all these things, our expectations. Mm-hmm. But one thing that I didn't mention earlier was I would love to see a red zone touchdown from this team on the first unit, preferably.
Mm-hmm. On Facebook, our Facebook page. Travis Cooper said he wants to see Robert Davis. George Templeton, our man George, what's up, George? Said Payne won't play this one. Will be? Will he? No, he will not. George Payne will not play. I want to see what this front can do when, in the words of the emperor, it's fully operational. What's the emperor?
George, what is the emperor? Please tweet Wally. That's why you need to know which ones you're going to read.
I know you're right.
Who is the emperor?
I love George, but I had to read it.
Oh, George, the man.
You know what I mean?
All
I had
day.
To read it. I don't know who the emperor is. But
I know who the secret weapon is. That's our thing.
That's Josh Dotson. But no, I'm with you, George, in terms of the front three, actually. I want to see Allen and Ioannidis. Those are guys I definitely want to see. I want to see Tim Settle, too. I think Tim Settle from Virginia Tech is a guy that, you know, a lot of people have talked about. I want to see him play nose tackle. Also on Facebook, Marcus Roberts said Alex Smith and Geis. I think people want to see Alex Smith.
Alex Smith is who everybody wants to see. That's the obvious.
Would they want flip?
The running game and red zone efficiency, which are two of the weak areas of this team, or was uh-huh. the past two seasons. People want to see if it's improved, you know, and I'm right there with them.
Yeah, I agree. But I appreciate you all for listening to the show. You've been listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Thing on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9, FM, Hopewell, Virginia. For ages, you dig? Deuces. And Mega, lead us out big, homie.